We've heard about the schedule release, but we're going to redo it and make the marquee nights even better.
And if you were to happen upon Adam Silver's phone number on Snapchat and gave him a call, what would you say to him?
And it's Lefty Day, so we're going to have some fun with the All-Lefty team. It's the Wednesday Locked On NBA. Let's go!
You are Locked On the NBA, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Happy hump day, everybody. We're here to get you through it, your usual Wednesday crew. I am John Corrales. I co-host the Locked On Celtics podcast. You can find me on Twitter at RedsArmy_John.
And I'm Jake Madison, host of the Locked On Pelicans podcast. You can find me on Twitter. It's at NolaJake.
So not a whole lot going on in the NBA. We're just going to have some fun. This whole thing's going to be about a little bit of fun. And, I just spent a weekend in New Orleans. We were hanging out, having some fun.
Definitely having some fun, looking like fools.
We did the red dress run, which is fun. I didn't realize that was a thing until we planned this trip, but always a lot of fun to be had in New Orleans. It's really my favorite city.
Have you fully recovered?
Nope.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It's been a couple of days, and I'm still going to trudge my way through. I'm going to try to get the old brain to work, and we're going to try it by redoing the schedule. And so what we're going to do, it's opening night, Christmas Day, MLK Day. Some great games on those nights, but we think we could do maybe a little bit better. So we're going to take a look at the schedule and we're going to come up with a couple of new matchups. So I'm going to give you this opportunity first because opening night, two games on opening night to start the season. So this is going to be real easy. Now, one of them is your New Orleans Pelicans against the Toronto Raptors. And then the second game is Lakers-Clippers. And let's just see if we can come up with a couple of better games to open up the season with. Since your Pelicans are up first, I'll give you the opportunity. Are you still keeping the Pelicans on the opening night schedule?
So I think on principle I'm against all of this because I'm quite happy with opening night. I'm quite happy with Christmas Day. I'm quite happy with MLK Day as well, since the Pelicans are on all of their
very heavily featured team. It's fun to you.
30 national TV games if you count NBA TV, ninth most, which was kind of surprising, including like three of the more marquee days. So no, I'm probably not going to put them on. Are they really good?
Yeah, tied with the Celtics for 30.
Zion hype is real. So as much as I'd like to keep him on there, no. I have a bit of a different matchup here. I forget what the rules we said we were playing by when we do this, but I'm going to roll with it anyway.
They just can't be the same games. Same teams involved. Okay. Can't be the same games.
Okay, so I'm going to do Golden State Warriors at the Toronto Raptors for the first game. It's probably been a little bit since the Golden State Warriors opened on the road. They definitely felt like if they had Kevin Durant, they would have won that series. Well, now they're down Durant, they're down Klay Thompson, and the Raptors are down Kawhi Leonard. Let's see who'd win.
That's good. That's fair. You know, nice little kind of rematch sort of thing.
Yeah, with like, I guess, kind of worse teams than they were last year.
Yeah, you know. It's a little bit of a kind of let's get things back, let's run it back a little bit. Of course, the Raptors would probably lose, and people would be like, see?
Yeah.
What about your second game?
Second game, look, star power, kind of old versus new, let's go Bucks at the Lakers.
I like that, a little Giannis on national TV to start things off. That's a fair thing, I think, getting your big stars on there, and obviously the Lakers, I like that. Now, I like the teams involved on opening night. I'm just going to switch a couple of the opponents. And I want revenge games right away. Right away, I want to open up with the Lakers at New Orleans. You get Zion, you get that effect. You got Anthony Davis coming back. Drama right away. You cannot avoid it. So that's my opening day game. My opening game on opening night. And then I'll do Clippers at Toronto. And I just want to see what kind of response Kawhi gets going back. Look, and it's also championship. Like, get your rings, raise the banner. He can go pick up his ring in person. I think that'd be
okay.
Fun.
Makes a ton of sense. Yeah.
So let's move on. We're going to move on to the Christmas Day schedule. Opening up, here is the actual schedule. Celtics at Raptors. Bucks at Sixers, Rockets at Warriors, Clippers at Lakers, a lot of Clippers at Lakers, and then the Pelicans at Denver. So, do you want to go first here?
Sure. So, in general, I actually really like the Christmas Day matchups. I have no issue with any of
these
more
are all
or less
really good games. Like, I want to be clear about that. Like, we're not like, oh, these suck.
No, it's just, it makes sense, right? Like, it kind of. So, I'd probably throw the Raptors at the Bucks. I think them getting a Christmas Day game would be really cool. And then the 76ers at the Boston Celtics in game two, since we're just basically kind of flip-flopping the first two games and switching the home teams, because again, these are really good matchups.
Yep.
I actually like the Houston Rockets in New Orleans. New Orleans has never had a Christmas Day game, so I think that would be a lot of fun. The Golden State Warriors taking on the Lakers. I don't know where I want to throw that one just yet. But this is kind of what happened to LeBron last year. I think it was against the Golden State Warriors where he suffered that groin injury in there. So I think that one makes a ton of sense. And then in the final game, we're booting out the Denver Nuggets and we're going to do Clippers against the Brooklyn Nets.
Okay. I like that. I like adding the Nets, but I want, again, you can see where I'm going with drama. I want Nets at Celtics on Christmas Day. I want Bostonians, this is for you, this is for my people in Boston, what better gift on Christmas Day than Kyrie Irving coming into town on a game that he absolutely cannot miss, playing on national TV, a chance to heartily boo Kyrie Irving in the opening game. Now, I really like the second game. I really want Giannis. I'm going to put Giannis in that 5 o'clock matchup and I'm going to do Giannis against the, Denver Nuggets in the third game.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah. I like it. I mean, just a nice kind of like potential finals, but I mean, we're looking at potential finals matchups here now. I'm going to keep the 76ers in that second game. I'm going to put them up against the Indiana Pacers. This is going to be I want to give the Pacers a little bit of love because this is going to be a chance to get Victor Oladipo back in, get a chance to see that new look team. I think that could be a potential Eastern Conference Finals matchups. So that's the second game. Giannis was in that third game against Denver. Now we're getting into the West Coast game. So two things that I want. Okay, I'll keep your Pelicans involved.
Cool, I'll take that.
Okay, I'll keep your Pelicans involved. I'm also going to keep the Rockets involved, and let's do Pelicans-Rockets as the second game, as second-to-last game, the 8 o'clock game. All right, you see Zion, you see the new-look Rockets. And then how about a nice West Coast matchup? Let's get Damian Lillard some love. The Portland Trailblazers.
That's totally fair.
The Portland Trailblazers are very underrepresented in this. Let's get the Blazers in there and let's get them against the Clippers. Let's get a nice potential Western Conference Finals preview there and get Dame against Kawhi. Get that going. So that's going to be my Christmas Day schedule.
I like it. It's hard to find things to complain with. And yeah, I think we're accomplishing our goal here in improving the schedule.
Yes. So, okay. I'm going to do a little something. My goals with Martin Luther King Day. Here's the actual schedule. It's Toronto at Atlanta. It's Memphis, hosting New Orleans. Lakers at Celtics, which is going to suck to give that up on a marquee day, and then here's where the Blazers are represented. Golden State at Portland at 10 o'clock. I want Martin Luther King Day to be my young player showcase.
Okay.
So I like Atlanta in the opening day game, in the opening game there. You got a lot of youth, a lot of exciting, players there. Now, I know that New Orleans at Memphis is kind of a historically significant game hosting Memphis. Memphis is hosting New Orleans. is there a reason before I change this game? Because I want to do Atlanta at Memphis to keep the youth there.
So I get that one. And so New Orleans actually used to always host a MLK Day game, and then it switched to Memphis. And I think for the past 4 or 5 years, it's been at Memphis. I think this is a day where Memphis has to be at home.
Yeah.
And I think that one's like unbelievably important, but it's not necessarily got to be the Pelicans against them.
Yeah. So let's do Atlanta at Memphis, because I think those two young cores can be a fun. There's no real expectation. And I just kind of like those teams kind of going at one another. Let's make the second game. Let's get the Dallas Mavericks out there. Where's Luka Doncic? Where's he in all of this? The rookie of the year last year? I want to see him. So let's put Dallas out there in the second game. And let's see them play the Utah Jazz. The Utah Jazz haven't been, represented here. So let's do Jazz at Dallas as the second game. The third game, we can go out to, I was going to put Denver out there. Let's get the Sacramento Kings some love. All right? Let's have some fun. Sacramento out there, run and gun, and you can host the Brooklyn Nets. Let's send the Nets out to Sacramento to play a West Coast game. Do Sacramento and the Nets, because I want to see De'Aaron Fox. I want to see these exciting young players. And then in the final game, I'm going to do – this is the marquee matchup, so I can't really do let's do Milwaukee at Portland.
I think that's good.
Milwaukee at Portland. That's kind of like a outside-the-box kind of maybe potential finals matchup. Not really, but I want to get Dame Lillard on TV more, so – we're going to keep Portland in that final spot. We're going to put Milwaukee back in there, get Giannis some shine. Get out of there, Golden State. We've seen enough of you. Sorry, Lakers, Celtics. That's going to be my run.
Yeah, so I really like this day because kids have off. The schools often take them to the whoever the home team is, and it's just kind of their chance to see players or teams that these kids who are young wouldn't normally get to see because they probably don't go to a lot of games. So I think this day is actually really cool. And I think they kind of have it right on who hosts a lot of games. So I'm going to start with the Atlanta Hawks still at home, but taking on the Brooklyn Nets, bringing a little star power there, kind of gives that game a little bit of shine, I think. I still love the Memphis Grizzlies at home. As I said, I think that's one team you can't really change. I actually like the Oklahoma City Thunder going to them. I think the kids in Memphis just probably don't realize OKC's bad yet, and they'll be excited to see the Thunder. And it's a name that they've heard of before because they've been good for a little while. And that's the shade that I'm going to throw over at Oklahoma City in this. And also say, like, hey, you guys still get some national TV. I think I'm missing one here. What's next? So you had Lakers at the Boston Celtics. Like, no, let's throw Phoenix in that game. Why not? I kind of like the Utah Jazz taking them on too. There's a little bit of star power. Put a nice game on that day. There's probably nothing else going on in Phoenix. And in the Friday one, I actually like the Portland Trail Blazers at Sacramento.
Okay. I like that. So a lot of the same ideals here, getting some young talent out there. The actual schedule is pretty good, but this alternative schedule could be fun as well. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Michael Porter Jr. apparently Snapchatted the commissioner's number. So we're going to call it and theoretically ask him one question. Stick around for that. We're coming right back with more on the Locked On NBA podcast. Michael Porter Jr. at the rookie transition program, who he, you know, missed his rookie season due to injury. So he's there. He's talking to the commissioner. The commissioner's making a presentation, and there he puts on Snapchat the picture, email, office, cell phone number of the commissioner. So first of all, great for the commissioner to be, you know, accessible to all of the guys. Bad for Michael Porter Jr. what are you doing, buddy, putting that number on the internet? But here we are. We have it. We're going to put a call into it directly after the podcast. Not really, but we're going to get a chance to ask one question. We're assuming he's busy. We're going to ask one question.
This is like he, you know, you call before he realizes it's out there and he answers the phone because right. It might be important. And it's like, yo, yeah, I got a question for you and I want you to do something, right? Like that's what we're doing here.
One case, rule change. You want to know something. You want something to be done. What's your one thing before he hangs up on you, Jake?
I mean, probably who have you already selected to win the NBA title so I can throw money on it? No, because then we don't need to open that can of worms. My big thing is, hey, Adam Silver, we need to mix up the way conferences are done. Get the best teams in the playoffs. Let's just seed things 1 through 16, or maybe you keep the top seed in each conference as the one seed, and then the rest of it goes basically according to the standings, not the standings, the records. Simple as that. That's what I need from you.
That's been a hot one. I'm not as big on that, but I think because you're Pelicans in the West.
West,
they have,
yep.
They have an opportunity to make the playoffs if they were an East team, that would be beneficial to you guys. I think conferences will even out at some point. But we can go back and forth. I'm sure there are good reasons. There are reasons against it. My thing that I'm going to push for before Adam Silver hangs up on me is I want the court to be widened. I want to do an extra foot and a half on either side. And while we're at it, clear the baselines. So make the court a little bit wider. Let's eliminate one of the most annoying things in a basketball game to me is guys stepping out of bounds in the corners when they're catching and shooting threes. And you've only got a very limited amount of space. Let's just open that up a little bit. Let's give them a little bit more space to work with, just another foot to work with. And then on either side, that's really not going to make a huge impact on the seating. You can make that arrangement, and then you widen things out on the baseline, just to clear some space. I want the photogs out of there. I want to make sure nobody gets hurt. So that's what I want. I've been advocating for that for a long time. I've had it was a tough choice for me here because there are a lot of things.
I mean, you only get one thing.
I want one thing, and I'm going to think of something after the podcast post. I'm going to be like, you idiot. You should have asked for something else. But That's the one thing that I think I want. What do you think about widening the floor?
I'd be kind of curious to see how it would work. I need to see this in testing before I fully commit to this idea. We already see a lot of, you know, space on the court. It's going to make defense a little bit tougher. I don't know if unless maybe that's what the NBA wants, just all of the scoring. It's kind of like loosening up pass interference rules kind of and making that like easier to throw the flag on. So you can clearly see I have football in mind here in the South, but yeah, I'm intrigued by the idea. I might be like, put this into, you know, the G League first, but I get it. You got one call. If you believe in this, you got to take your shot.
Sure. I mean, it doesn't have to be a foot. It could be 6 inches. Just be 1 foot total and just 6 inches on either side. I hate that stepping out of bounds thing. I mean, I had other things. I've been pushing for a fourth ref. I've been pushing for the elimination of the clear path foul. Like I want that clear path thing to be fixed. Like anytime you're on a fast break, anytime you foul to stop a fast break, whether it's clear path, not clear, that should be 2 free throws on the ball. I want to go see those dunks. Like I was thinking about that. If I can sneak in that thing real quick, I want to do that. But widening the court, I think, helps.
Yeah, look, that's like something you can just throw right in the end of your quick phone call with him. I might also say get rid of like basket interference, offensive interference, and change it to what FIBA uses.
Sure.
And see, that took 3 seconds. I can get that in. So we got 2 things to say to Adam Silver here on the phone.
Sneak it in. Just before he's going to hang up, be like, wait. Eliminate goaltending. Bye. Boom.
Bye.
The block charge is another one. Eliminate blocking calls. Everything's a charge. Everything's a charge. Boom. Let's just stop. Anyway. All right. So that's the call to Adam Silver. We're going to come back. It's Lefty Day, Tuesday, as we record this for the Wednesday show. We're going to celebrate lefties. I'm not a lefty, but I love lefties. You know, you all are cool, and you get kind of a bad rap. You get a, well, not a bad rap. You kind of get a, like a tough haul in life. You smudging everything when you write. Place settings, they're not working out for you.
Just elbowing people by accident.
Yeah, you know, we feel you. So when we come back, Lefty Love, when we come back here on the Locked On NBA podcast. Lefties rejoiced, pumping left fists in the air on Tuesday, celebrating Lefty Day. Maybe not rejoice. Maybe sometimes there's a little bit of a complaint. Like, see, look at what us lefties go through. Okay, I'm not a lefty, but I feel you. We're here for you. The all-lefty team out here. Now, there have been multiple all-lefty teams out there. New York Times put one out that is pretty good. The current all-lefty team. Mark Stein put it out where James Harden, Mike Conley are the backcourt, and your front court is Ben Simmons, Joe Ingles, DeAndre Jordan, and he's bringing DeMontis Sabonis off the bench. Okay. That's a great lefty team. I like the all-time lefty teams, which we can kind of get into some debates, but obviously Bill Russell is on the all-time lefty team. You just need like five Bill Russells.
You could build a pretty good team just around him alone. Yeah. I'm curious though of the current lefty team you said of James Harden, Mike Conley, Ben Simmons, DeAndre Jordan, Joe Ingles, and Sabonis. Are they a title contender? Say you created a new team. That's the core, those main six guys. You threw them into the NBA. The other teams lose those guys. Is that a title contending team?
So it's almost like we created a lefty expansion team and this was part of the draft. A title contending team. Look, Harden and Conley, that's a pretty good backcourt.
Ingles as that spacer in the corner.
Yeah.
I'm mildly intrigued by this new expansion lefty franchise.
So this is going to get a lot of angry Philly reaction, but, let's bring Simmons off the bench on this one.
Zion's the lefty, I believe.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could fill out a nice roster with left-handed people. You got Isaiah Thomas, who's a lefty, and come off the bench. Who else is a lefty? D'Angelo Russell is a lefty. That's a good one. Goran Dragic is a lefty. So, I mean, you've got a pretty nice bench in this NBA. Yeah, I'd say that's a title contender. You've got Harden as your main scorer. You got some real firepower coming off the bench. I like this team.
I look at this team that we've made that we filled out a little bit more now, and like if you were to set expectations for them, like they at least need to get to the conference finals of whatever, I guess the West Coast is where you'd put them. Like they have to get to the conference finals, otherwise it's a disappointing season, right?
They would. I mean, look, again, this is such a backcourt heavy, you know, Harden, Conley, Russell, De'Aaron Fox. You'd have to play, like, Harden would end up being your small forward here. And you could kind of play Conley with his ability to shoot off the ball, D'Angelo Russell pushing the pace with Conley and Harden. I think that would be your 1-2-3. And then you could play Ingles and Jordan. So you got Jordan as your rim runner, Ingles as your floor spacer, and you've got Simmons, Zion coming off the bench. Julius Randle, another one coming off the bench. I like that team.
Yeah, I actually really like the
really
all-lefty team.
Starting to like this all-lefty team, man. And the best part is nobody knows how to guard them because your instinct is always to be in a certain position defending a right-hander, and then all of a sudden these guys are all going left. You're like, I like this team. I think they could put up a lot of points. I don't know that they'd be the best defensive team out there, but I feel like this is a team that could put up like 120 points a night.
Yeah, it's definitely like conference finals or bust, and that bust is pretty hard. Like they're looking to at least make the finals, I think. Like the over under win total on this team is how many?
Look, you put this team in the East and they're winning 55 games.
Yeah, like easy.
I think in the East that team can be better than, yeah, that would be the top seed in the East for sure. And be definitely over 50 games. I think they could win 55 games because again, you've got your superstar in James Harden. So he's the guy that can carry the team. Again, they would be tough. Who guards Giannis? Who guards Embiid? Well, I guess DeAndre Jordan. The key there would be is if DeAndre Jordan is fully invested. I guess that's the key for DJ on the Nets, right? But
yeah.
I think they would be like somewhere around 55 wins, and I think they could represent the East in the finals for sure. Zion fever, man.
They'd get all the national televised games.
They would.
I know. I see it. Like, that's a pretty good team.
Yeah, I'm looking at, the more I look at it, the more I think about it, it's a really fun team. I still want to give Isaiah Thomas a spot. And we have, like, Sabonis. What am I talking about? We haven't even mentioned Sabonis, as one of the guys. He's already on here as a sixth man. Yeah, I like this all lefty team. Shout out to the all lefty team, man. That team would be a pretty good team. Cool. And then maybe we could have Bill Russell coach the team.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I guess you need to. I mean, if you're going to keep this, it's not just down to players on the court. We got to find the best left-handed GM in the league who's a little bit limited. Ooh. You could say he would be GMing with one hand behind his back because he can only trade for or and sign lefties.
The only reason I brought this whole topic up is to just bring up the Larry Bird lefty game, where he played like basically the entire game lefty, and he scored like 30, almost 40 points. I don't know if you.
It's pretty good.
That's like the that's one of the all-time legends. It was 47 points against Portland, and he had like a majority of those points left-handed. In fact, I think he had a triple-double in that game. Back when triple-doubles meant something.
Oh man, we're throwing a little bit of hate out here. I guess at OKC that one is, but also Russell Westbrook mainly.
Sure. But I just wanted to bring up the Larry Bird lefty game. Maybe we could work him in there somewhere. Hey, look. He ran the Pacers. He played a game left-handed and dropped 47. Maybe he can sort of fill in.
Okay.
Whatever. Shout out to Larry Bird for being so damn good that he could play an entire NBA game lefty and drop a 47-point triple. That's the show. Hope you enjoyed it. We had some fun with it on a day that was relatively quiet. Otherwise, do not call Adam Silver. I'm sure by now he's going to change that number. But you can contact us on Twitter. I'm your regular Wednesday co-host. I'm John Corrales, co-host of the Locked On Celtics. You can find me on Twitter at RedsArmy_John.
And I'm Jake Madison, host of Locked On Pelicans, and I'm on Twitter at NolaJake.
We're here for you every day throughout the offseason. It doesn't matter. We're not taking all this time off. So David Locke's got the Thursday show. Stick around for that and much more on the Locked On NBA podcast.